Blog Talk Radio. Hey.
Sorry about that brief interruption there. Having a little trouble on the road here. And happy 4th of July, everyone. And if you're listening, thank you. I'm going to be opening up the chat room. So what I want you to do is, if you're not already a member of BTR Radio, go to BTR Radio. Give yourself a self-serving name so I know it's you, basically. And I will promote whatever you want within reason. And I'm going to open up the chat room now. So the chat room is now open, and we'll get everything going. I think we have to do kind of a summer theme today, don't you? 4th of July summer theme going on. So let's see what would be a great song to kick this off with. I can find Mike Rocket. He's got one, and it's in here, and I will find it. Okay, hold on. There we go. I'm in the mics now. Here we go. Mike Rocket, Summertime.
They say I was a fool, but never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie, they won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy, people in society, corporations run lies. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't want to pump no gas, I don't want to pay no rent. Man, I was president, we all have a blast. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, baby, party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Tip the ball, 10 a.m., let's feel all right.
Come on.
Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, baby, party all night.
Gonna
be cool, cool, summertime.
Cool.
world record's fastest talking female, and I just want to wish you a very happy July 4th. Actually, it should be September 3rd, because the U.S. became independent officially only after the War of Independence, September 3rd, 1783, when British King George III, why these people can't come up with original names, I'll never know, got together with U.S. headhunters and signed the Treaty of Paris, so it's really September 3rd, not July 4th. But, that being said, I figured I'd tell you how I'm going to spend my July 4th, which is really September 3rd, just in case you want to spend it the same way. First of all, I'm going to have a party. Well, actually, first I got to buy the stuff at the party. Paper plates, cups, books, balloons. You can get them on sale. Anyway, those of you who know me, why would you know me unless, of course, I'm one of your friends? No, I hate to cook. So, I'm going to invite my friend Caesar over. Caesar loves to cook. And Caesar's going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, Kool-Aid, not the type that kills, and no drinking. I don't want people slobbering all over the place with their beer breaths and everything like that. All right, you know what? If they want to drink, they can hide in the corner. Mom, is that you? I really hate drinking. Did I tell you that I get drunk on cranberry juice? It's true. Hey, anyway, then I'm going to hang up some flags. Hey, got to be patriotic. I can even have my friends do a parade. Okay, maybe not. Get a hold of the fireworks, legal, of course. And then send everyone home and have enough leftovers so I don't have to cook for a week. Simple, done, over. Now get out of here. Oh, and have a safe July 4th.
We've got your house surrounded. Put the fireworks down and get your hands up.
Another friar, very funny lady. I met her a few years back. She was a member of the First Amendment improv troupe, and she's been on Saturday Night Live and MTV. Put your hands together for Nancy Lombardo. Nancy Lombardo!
Really, Ira? Every time? Because I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, I gotta get that. Okay. Every time. Hi, great, great. You did such a great event. I love it. All these friars, all these smiling people down there. This is nice. And no booze. This is amazing. This is like a first for me. You're not on alcohol. All right, that's great. That's great. Okay. I got my Joe Franklin story. I got to start with that. I know Joe from a long time ago. And if you knew Joe Franklin, this is what he would always say to you no matter how many times he met you. How do I know you again? What's your name, dear? But then he wouldn't remember anything about you. Then he would remember totally everything about you. And, oh, you're that woman who does the mom. Yeah, that's me. And so my Joe Franklin story, which I love, is I went to see, and appropriately in the space, right? I went to see my good buddy Bob Greenberg in the Jazz Singer. He was doing it in a little theater downtown. So I go in, I see Joe's alone. Joe, you want to sit with me? And he goes, Oh, thank you, dear. What's your name again? And so Joe doesn't sit with me. We sit down. Okay. So we sit down. As soon as the show starts, Joe falls asleep on me. We're in the first row. And he's asleep. But every time Bob Greenberg came up, it was like a racehorse at the track. Good, isn't he? Bob made the stage, he fell asleep. So it gets to the end of the show. We're at the end of the show. And he goes, Bob, how was it? He goes, tell me about the show. How was it? I said, it was very good. How did it end? The guy sings. The guy sings. You know, so that's it. All right, enough about you, Joe. Let's talk about me, me, me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, you gotta give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met him the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, my husband is one of those guys. Wait a minute, married people? Married people? Okay, all right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm married. All right. He'll confess anything if I give him the wife look. All I have to do is this. What? What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough a cup of coffee when I put the carton back. What? What? Is this about the missing cake? I got hungry! What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate that whole cake?
He's adorable. I've been married a long time. Actually, a really long time. Count the rings. I will be married 25 years this week. Because I hate to shop. I don't want to date. That's all. I'm staying married. So it's a long time. And the secret to a good marriage, a successful marriage, is you got to have date nights. Am I right? Right? You got to go out. So twice a week, you got to go out. Good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. And my husband's always on these fad diets, always on these new fad diets. This week it's coconuts and bananas. That's all I'm going to eat. Don't give me anything else, even if I ask for it, just coconuts and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, my little monkey man, go! He's up there, yeah, he's really cute. I am Puerto Rican and Italian, thank you, Ira. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet, I'm a shark, I'm a jet, I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. That's true. It was a tough life, tough life. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. We're all mishpucha, right? It's all good. It's all good. I keep it as Joe Franklin. Tradition. I want to do some jokes for you. I'll do them in twos, okay? Two potatoes are standing on the corner. How do you know which one's the prostitute? She's the one with Idaho on her chest. One of them says, I think my wife is dead. The other one says, how do you know? Well, the sex is the same, but the dishes are piling up. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen. You like when I pick on people, don't you? What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmothers have in common?
What?
It's all great. This is a great cause, and feel free to keep giving money because this place just gets prettier and prettier, and Rabbi Jill just does such a great job. Let's hear it for her. And I love it. And the part where I look for somebody with a friendly face, like you, sir. What's your name, sir? Right there. You. Yes. The hamster wheel's spinning, but the hamster's not hanging. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, what do you do for a living?
A professor.
A professor of what? Economics. Supply and demand. Done. All right. Economics where?
At Emory University.
Emory, that's a good college. That's really good. Okay. All right. And do you have any favorite foods?
All of them.
All of them. Thanks. That's a big help. Do you have any hobbies, Paul?
No.
No. He's just a roller coaster of thrill, isn't he? No hobbies. You teach economics and you have no favorite foods. No hobbies either? A hobby?
Really?
Wow. Are you alive? No hobbies, no thing. All right. What a coincidence, Paul. You're not going to believe this, but I have to have written a song about your life in the key of G unrehearsed. Isn't it?
In the chat room. Hi, Scott. Thank you for all your good advice. Also, I see Cyanide all the way from across the Atlantic. Cyanide, Marco Polo. It's our little game, isn't it? Okay. Marco, it's Independence Day. It means nothing to you in Amsterdam, but to us, it's a little party we like to have to say, ha, 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 England. And with that in mind, we're doing like a lot of patriotic themes today. And I got to find one here. I had one. Let's see. What haven't I done yet? I think I did Tipperary already, didn't I? I'm not sure. Did I, Scott? Okay. And I had one that I wanted to do, but I got to remember what it was. Oh, yeah, now I remember. It's in the end. I got a big switchboard. I got like 100 songs here. So I got to find the appropriate ones for today. And I will. There it is. Here we go. All right. Let's rock out, America. Let's rock out.
Can you see
In the house. Hello, hello. Where's the chat room? The chat room's right here. It says you're in it. I see you in the chat room, Scott Glickman. Your name comes up as Scott Glickman. I hope that's you. You just press on chat. You go to BTR Radio and you press on chat, but I see you there. Okay. All right. Oh, gosh. 6 more minutes left. We got Cyanide in the house and Scott Glickman's in the house. Hello, Scott Glickman. Thank you. And also we have Betty Jo Tucker not in the house. But every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, always something fun. Sorry, I can't announce what she's having this week because I can't find a double task. Here we go. Let's hear a little Jenna Esposito, shall we? This one's for you, Scott.
Tonight, the Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
With a chihuahua, let's go to a restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the chihuahua says, we can't get in there, we got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in, the guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now, they're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door, the guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a chihuahua? He says, they gave me a chihuahua? Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff shits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay, everybody have a happy 4th. We'll go out on Nancy Lombardo scatting. Thank you, Scott Glickman and Marco Polo. Cyanide 77 for tuning in. Happy holidays. Remember, turn off the grill.
By a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke.
Happy 4th of July.
Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko! Loser! You're so friendly! Friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.